And I compare with a literature density of states. This is the density of states for iron. And this is the density of states that we got out when we only took the nearest neighbors. And it doesn't look as good as if we also take some next nearest neighbors. So these two seem pretty close to each other. This is density of states for iron, where we have the first nearest neighbors and the second nearest neighbors, and the ratio is a sixth. And then it gives us a pretty good approximation to the iron density of states. And I wondered a little bit. I looked through different solid state books about these calculations of the phonon density of states. And in every book, they used FCC. So you think, well, why not simple qubit? I mean, simple qubit is the easiest one to do. Or why don't you? Why doesn't somebody do BCC? Why does everybody do FCC? And it turns out that the FCC results look pretty good when you only take the nearest neighbors. And all the other ones, it doesn't match very good to the measured values until you include the next nearest neighbors as well. And so for generally, you need to take more nearest neighbors to get a good density of states. But the problem isn't really that much harder. There are more terms in Newton's laws, so there's more. I had 16 terms for FCC, right? And then you get some more terms because you have more springs that you have to put in. But there are not more. You already know what the normal modes are, and there are not more solutions that you have to find.